The smallest man creeps across the lines in my palm. He erects a house with a tree in the front yard and a dog running the length of the lawn. Yesterday he fashioned a weapon from sharpened sticks and twine to protect what he owns, though I hold no one else, and there's no room for expansion. Once I thought an itchy palm foretold a windfall, but now it's him mowing the lawn or taking the dog for a walk. Sometimes I whisper secrets, and he thinks it's the wind and zips his jacket, tucks his head down. Friends ask to see my hand and wonder at the world I've created, but it's really what someone else created when I relinquish control.